So I started coaching 8-9 years ago. I started coaching locally when I moved back from Alberta, and I got involved with the Camp Hitch program, which teaches young girls from ages 7 to 14 how to pitch fastball. So I've played fastball my whole life, got involved with a friend of mine who is a national level coach, and we started teaching in Cobourg and Peterborough for any girls interested. And then through the years, I got involved with the Cobourg Angels, who I used to play for. So I coached with them for a couple years. Then I got asked to coach with the Whitby Eagles U19 team. This is all rep fastball for girls. So I was doing that. COVID made it a little difficult. Everything slowed down. And this past year, we had a chance through Cobourg Police Service to start up our CPS bingo nights with Northumberland Community Living and Respite. I used to do that as a volunteer a couple of years ago. And so being an employee of Cobourg Police Service, I volunteered immediately to start that up again and get that ball rolling. And then through those contacts, they found out that I was a ball coach and put me in contact with two other coaches that were going to be running the Challengers team. And that was it. They asked me if I wanted to help. I said, sure, I would love to. And it's been a ball ever since. So the Challengers, it was adopted from this Jays Care Foundation that the Toronto Blue Jays actually started. I think it was like 9 years ago. And basically, it's specifically designed to empower children, youth, and adults that have special needs that want to play ball. So there's some funding that comes from the Jays Foundation. We also look locally for fundraising. And yeah, it's all volunteer. And the coaches volunteer and try to work on things like communication, teamwork, skill development, and do our best to make sure that the athletes have fun while doing it and play some ball. It's certainly, from someone who's coached a lot of rep ball, the challenge is realizing that you have 16 players of all ages. I think it ranges from like 18 to, I think our oldest is almost like 42 years of age, male and female, and we're not exactly sure where their cognitive levels are. They're all a little different on their levels and their spectrums. And we're not really told exactly where they are, so we have to get to know them. And that's what practicing, we started practicing in May. And that's where you start to get to know them and their personalities and what they're able to take in. So you have to adapt your coaching to their level. Some of them are already excelling, like we have two actual Special Olympians that play ball that are on this team. So they didn't need much instruction whatsoever. They know what they're doing and they're fantastic. We had some that were brand new to this. So they came in with not much skill level at all, but wanting to learn. And so we just take our time. Oh, if you ask my friends and coworkers right now, they'll tell you that Sunday is probably my favorite day of the week and has been since this league started up. Coaching has always given me a sense of, you know, satisfaction and reward. I love seeing young people, or special needs athletes in this case, develop, grow. It's the biggest reward you can get. I'm sure teachers feel the same way. But yeah, once I got involved in the bingo, I just realized how being around these individuals made me feel. I just got lost in them and their personalities and their positivity and their just their love of life. And so now to be able to do ball with them, which is one of my favorite sports, I've grown up playing ball, I just get the most fulfillment of, I think, anything I've ever done and probably any coaching I've ever done. Yes, there's challenges, but as someone who's coached for a lot of years now, I can't say the challenges are much different. You have to understand the skill level of your players and where they're at and how much they can take in.